Please be seated. Secretary Rezor, General Westmoreland, distinguished members of the Congress, distinguished guests and members of the families. Our hearts and our hopes are turned to peace as we assemble here in the East Room this morning. All of our efforts are being bent in its pursuit. But in this company, we hear again in our minds the sound of distant battles. This room echoes once more to those words that describe the heights of bravery in war, above and beyond the call of duty. Five heroic sons of America come to us today from the tortured fields of Vietnam. They come to remind us that so long as that conflict continues, our purpose and our hopes rest on the steadfast bravery of young men in battle. These five soldiers, in their separate moments of supreme testing, summoned a degree of courage that stirs wonder and respect and an overpowering pride in all of us. Through their spectacular courage, they set themselves apart in a very select company. They represent the contribution of more than 500,000 young Americans to a world of order and of peace. Other bitter days and other battles still lie ahead. I cannot emphasize strongly enough that we have not attained peace, only the possibility of peace. We shall need in the days ahead all the courage and all the steadiness and all the wisdom that the brilliant commander of these men, General Westmoreland, has evidenced throughout this terrible ordeal, and that these men bring evidence of here today. Other brave men will be called upon to perform other brave acts before the search for peace yields a settlement at the conference table. But men like these have brought us the distance that we've traveled. And men like these will see us the rest of the way. Freedom will be forever in their debt. And finally, that prize for which all the world hungers will be their monument. The work of heroes who stood fast when standing fast was really the only true way to a lasting and to an honorable peace. Secretary Rezor will now read the citation.